The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And if you don't want to hear, that's okay. I'm not going to hurt my feelings. I swear. I will just never talk to you again, but you're not going to hurt my feelings. I kid. So yeah, it's going to be a great time to get caught up on podcasts. I'm a little behind. I am finding it easier to digest the short ones. Of course, I get up to Big Fatty every morning now, so I'm looking forward to continuing the Big Fatty 7 a.m. morning relationship.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am finding it easier to digest the short ones.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2820 of the BFO for right the 16th of November 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to play voice letters and now to be ready. Hello, Glovies, going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It is going well, y'all. Now, full disclosure, I have recorded today's little show prior to my departure for a visit to the. You're just to that age where you just the English language what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Just elude you. What is it? Being ready, I hear everyone yelling it. I'm sure I'll have 100 people tell me on the Twitty what the word was. Subsequent? That's not right. Just put it behind you and move the show forward. Thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today, for right, we have three of them. Y'all, the first one, y'all, if you've ever been to Pride 48 in person, y'all, you've met this. She's one of those rich, what do they call it? Crazy rich Asians or something like that. Big fatty, y'all. She does that little show, Ding Da Bell, with John Ong, y'all. It is none other than Da Bell. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Da Bell. And y'all, Da Bell got the thrill of a lifetime at Pride 48 in Nolens when she was treated to, Big Fatty, you don't need to tell us what she was treated to. We can gather. But y'all, also today, y'all, this person I've never met in person, but y'all, she was the number two fan of the BFO back in 2012. It's none other than Yaz Mamadou. Yes, because of Yaz Mamadou, indeed. And y'all, then you heard it at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he helps put together the BFO crema dinner over there in the Hatlanta. And y'all, he's invited me to go to the sports ball game in the middle of November. It's none other than George in Atlanta. Big Fatty, we all love Georgia and Atlanta. Y'all, and he also introduced me to the Silver Skillet, and it's just lovely. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, she is up there. I'm not sure exactly where she is, but I do know she is keeping Nort, my immigrated international straight boyfriend, in line. Y'all, it is none other than that Tara in Michigan. Oh, Big Manny, we love Tara in Michigan. I wish I could remember where she's from. So, y'all, if you see DaBelle or Yazmamadou or George in Atlanta or Tara in Michigan on the 20th, or the face space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Phoenix Dave calling you from the Red Stick at the Greater Baton Rouge State Fair, where I wanted to report to you that this year's favorite food seems to be deep-fried everything. Deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried Snickers bars, and deep-fried Oreos. So I'm working on gaining all that weight I lost. Have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Phoenix Dave from down there in the Red Stick, Louisiana. Y'all, he was supposed to come down there to the Pride 48 in New Orleans, but y'all had some heart problems, and evidently, as they say, went under the knife. Under the knife. Yes, Big Daddy, under the knife. The Monday after Pride 48, and y'all, he was hoping to come down for a little bit, and I said, no, you need to go take care of yourself. Well, Big Fatty, it sounds like he is. Y'all, he's evidently been under the knife and is back out there eating deep-fried everything. Big Fatty, it sounds to me like he's got a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Subsequent? Is that it? Subsequent? Anyway, we don't know. That's not the word, though. He's got a very forward-thinking cardiologist to send him to the state fair and eat everything fried. Yes, Big Manny. But Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad you're feeling better. Yes, Big Manny.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I know it's been a month of Sundays, and I apologize, but you were so far behind in your voice letters, I didn't want to add to it, which is why I've been emailing you instead. But I thought I would call and ask a question. So, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Princess Hannah, who we hadn't heard from in a month of Sundays. Princess Hannah, what you got?
I remember early on when you had started your show, maybe in the middle years, I don't really remember, you would do a thing where when someone would call on 100 mark of phone calls, you're like, for your 100th phone call, for your 200th phone call, 300th, you know, etc., you would play music and make a big brouhaha and that particular voice letter. Haven't heard it in a while and didn't know if I'd just been missing it or if you'd stopped doing it. Inquiring minds want to know. And also, I apologize that I missed your 2800th episode. I don't want to face the reality that you're going to be stopping in under 200 episodes. All right. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hana. And first of all, Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it has been a month of Sundays. And this is an excellent question. And you are quite observant. I have stopped recognizing certain levels, the 100 level of voice letters, and maybe there's a little madness to my method here, but you're correct. I have stopped doing it, but doesn't mean that there's not something yet to come. Yes, McVitty! Yeah, that's it. Y'all, since it is Friday, y'all, I thought I'd give you some kerfuffles that have been sent to me. Y'all, you remember the turnip head sent me some, let's just see where, now let me see if I can find it. Big Fatty, oh, here it is, the Paul Lynn, you know, Paul Lynn, he was on the Hollywood Squares, the original Hollywood Squares, and he sent me, you know, I went and was watching the videos of Paul Lynn. Yes, Big Fatty, and by the way, Dr. Stone sent me, something about a Gilbert Gottfried a little show that had that Bruce Valanche on it. Y'all, they talked about Paul Lynn more than you would expect. But anyway, that turnip head sent me what am I trying to say? B? Ready? We don't know. Sent me some zingas, some Paul Lynn zingas, and y'all, I don't remember where I left off, anyway, I thought I'd do some of these for you. Anyway, I think I'll just start with this one right here. Prometheus was tied to the top of a mountain by the gods because he had been given something to man. What did he give us? And Paul says, I don't know what you got, but I got a sports shirt. I don't know. Yo, that was awful. Anyway, Peter Marshall, what do you call a man who gives you diamonds and pearls? I call him darling. Is it possible for the puppies in a litter to have more than one daddy? Why, that bitch? Fred Astaire says his mother has been trying to get him to do this since he was 35. But he hasn't done it and says he won't do it until he's ready. Do what? Move out of the house. Is it the most, it is the most abused and neglected part of your body. What is it? Mine may be abused, but it certainly isn't neglected. Beep, and it's vulgar. Elizabeth Taylor calls it the big one. What is it? Oh, they both look the same to me. What? Oh, beep, very vulgar. Lana Turner recently said, I don't want to because I haven't stopped living my life by a long shot. What won't she do? The Merv Griffin Show. Whoa. Paul, a recent Navy picture had Admiral Zumwalt kissing Admiral Dirk. Why? Too long at sea. When Henry Kissinger recently visited Japan, he went to a geisha house. Now, how did he spend his time in the geisha house? Negotiating for peace. Beep! Very vulgar!
That's pretty good. Peter Marshall, Nathan Hale, one of the heroes of the American Revolution, was hung. Why?
Heredity. B. Freddy.
That's pretty good. Now, y'all, you know the stars were briefed before the show to help them with their bluffs. But anyway, now listen carefully, Paul. During the time of the hula hoop, the yo-yo, and Davy Crockett hats, who was in the White House?
I'll say the yo-yo. Beep, Freddy.
That's actually quite funny. Glenn Campbell recently stated, love to me is something you what?
Purchase. Beep, Freddy.
Paul, what's a good reason for pounding meat? Y'all, I can just see the look on Paul Lynn's face, and Peter Marshall gets that shit-eating grin on his face. Paul, what's a good reason for pounding meat?
Loneliness.
Paul, what? Oh, no, wait a minute. According to Ann Landers, what are two things you should never do in bed? And Paul says,
point and laugh. Big Freddy.
And the final one, Big Freddy, I thought we'd never get there, just like episode 3000. Who stays pregnant for a longer period of time, your wife or your elephant?
Who told you about my elephant? Big Freddy. I think he had an elephant before he had a wife.
Anyway, but Turnipin, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I just love, y'all. I just absolutely loved Paul Lynn. I didn't know why I loved Paul Lynn. Just like I didn't know why I loved Charles Nelson Reilly, but I did, and I think now we all know. But y'all, if you need, the holidays can be a pain in the you-know-what. And y'all, if you need a good kerfuffle, just go over there to the goggle or to the inner tubes and goggle Paul Lynn Hollywood Squares Answers or something like that. And y'all, you will, the man was brilliant, anyway, and y'all, getting back to this little show, Gilbert Gottfried with, I don't remember what it's called, but Super Colossal Gilbert Gottfried Show or something like that, with Bruce Valanche. Y'all, one of the things that Bruce Valanche, Paul Lynn evidently had a temper or whatever, but he says one of the things that Paul Lynn would just be absolutely astounded about was that we'd still be talking about him 20 years after his death. Big Freddy, he was a classic. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'll have a brand new little show for you on Monday, and then we'll go sit down at the end of the bar with the old gal next week. But y'all, I'll let you know of all about what happened at the complex and the early part of the weekend. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy today, that George in Atlanta. And George, the older you get, I'm sure you have some wise advice to give to all the listeners of the BFO.
I am finding it easier to digest the short ones.
Oh, yes, digestion becomes more difficult as you get older.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.